Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
I like the way you say that in the morning.
In the morning?
I'm doing okay.
That's a big thing.
I don't like the way you say it in the afternoon or the evening.
But. No. Big JD and Lippo in the morning. Big and JD it's a fine Lippo. Morning we have here.
It's not bad. It was looking a little overcast, but bright.
It's bright today, yeah. Yeah,
raining and with a little snow.
I think they're calling for some darkness tonight.
Oh, are they?
I think so. Partly dark.
The sun's going down later.
That's usually what happens.
That's cool.
How you been?
I've been good.
That's good. Glad to hear you're busy, though, aren't you?
I've been busy, yeah.
Your band's been playing around the city.
Yeah, we've been playing. That's been cool. It's been kind of neat to play. And we were going to take a little break and continue on the CD, and then we got asked to do a gig again in like a week. And it's a big to-do. Having to cart stuff around and all that. You know what I did last night? No amp. The guy's like, you guys don't have amps? I said, nope. We're going direct. Everything direct.
So direct from your guitar right to the board?
Well, there's a little go-between, but I mean...
Oh, what's the go-between?
Marshall jackhammer pedal. Still use Marshall, no matter what way, shape, or form it is.
Well, that's cool.
And my direct box has a 412 cabinet simulator. Which is amazing.
So you gave that to the bass player?
No.
Oh.
It's mine.
It's yours.
So the bass player used his head, but he went direct. You know what I mean? Just to use
no
as a preamp,
speaker
basically.
Cabinet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we do.
And how do you hear yourself?
You don't need to hear anything.
You don't need to hear
anything. Guess at everything.
It's cacophony on stage with
you just
Big
look
JD.
At the guitar neck a little extra. they had monitors as well. You know what I mean? So we could hear everything, like, pretty good. He didn't have a lot of headroom, you know what I mean? I think the guitar was a little low, but later, like, we record it, so I just EQ it, and then, like, every other time I listen to it, it's great.
Sure.
But, I mean, no, it wasn't bad, you know? And what's nice about, we played at Villains, and what's nice about that venue is that it's small. The PA isn't, you know, that crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a super powerful thing.
Right.
And so you kind of just got to match the kit more than anything, right? So it's not that loud.
No.
Which is kind of nice. It's nice to sit there and kind of hear things well, as opposed to just, you know, usually a lot of times you see bands and it's like really kicking. It's so loud and you just, you know what I mean?
It's face melting.
Yeah. Not that I don't mind my face melted, but it's kind of nice. Like it's, you can almost talk.
You can almost talk.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people value that aspect. So you're complaining about carting stuff around from your rehearsal space to the gig, but you got a pedal and...
Well, normally, that's why I did it like that this time. I just brought the pedal, and it was simple.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Dateline Niagara Falls, man survived a 50-meter plunge over the Niagara Falls on Monday.
Was he
holiday?
In a barrel?
No, he's the only...
Full of monkeys?
He was the third person ever known to have gone over without a safety device and live.
Without a barrel.
Without a barrel. Is a barrel considered a safety device?
It all depends on what kind of barrel you go over under. In.
I think it was a beer barrel.
A beer barrel? Say that fast a bunch of times.
They were doing the beer barrel
do
polka.
No, seriously, do it.
Beer barrel, beer barrel, 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 barrel.
Beer barrel, beer barrel, beer barrel, beer barrel. Wow, that's really something. We should do that like some kind of one of those things every every morning show. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
There you go. You're awesome. You're good at that.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
That's why you're
a
professional.
And isn't there a Piper one? Peter Pepper picked a peck of
peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
You know what a peck is?
A peck is a little less than a quart.
One of those.
Ooh, thank you very much.
Oh, you wiped that out. You got a little lipstick on there.
Thank you very much for the kiss. Police and fire crews arrived at the scene around 10:20 a.m. after a witness reported seeing a man climbing over the retaining walls and deliberately jump into the river waters. So he was probably trying to, what do you think?
Trying to do it and survive, I guess. Was he trying to kill himself, or was he actually trying to break some kind of a record?
I think it might have been the former.
Was I going to say, did you ever see the falls in the winter when they're frozen?
Yes.
And they light them all up nice and everything? Yeah. It's kind of cool,
And too. You go behind the falls.
Yeah, I didn't go behind them, but and I've
it's
seen
like
them.
It's like ice walls in front of you. So you
That'd
see
be
the,
neat, yeah.
You see the falls on the other side of the ice. It's pretty cool.
The first time I think I was there as a kid, we did that and went behind, that was would be in the summer, but...
And that was last week?
We did that.
When I was a kid?
Yeah. Remember when you were a kid? You know what that is? Come on, it's local. No?
No. No, I'm sorry.
And that's why we... Make Faygo.
Okay, sorry. I remember now that you say it, but it sounded familiar, but I couldn't guess.
The Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket lifted off on Tuesday to the International Space Station.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. It's an International Space Station. Mm-hmm. And so what does that mean exactly? Who owns that? Is that Russia, U.S. and China or something like that?
I'm not sure.
Now there's all a big race to get to the thing because I don't know what everybody's doing. But
I don't think it's a race anymore. I think the race has
They
stopped.
Still have some kind of a race, though. I think it's Mars now, maybe.
Well, we've been to Mars. What? I mean, people haven't been to the Mars.
Right,
but
right.
We have sent stuff there.
I've eaten a Mars before. Those are tasty.
Mars
aren't
bars.
They? You ever freeze that stuff? Everything's good frozen.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Bananas. Cut up a banana. I think I told you that before. You don't want to put it in all because it's too hard to pull apart after, but you cut it up, put it in a little piece of Tupperware thing or something like that, put it in the freezer. There's your morning recipe tip. Big JD's recipe. Frozen bananas and you're making, grapes.
You're making people hungry.
Red seedless grapes.
Throw them in a freezer.
Freezer, yeah. They don't freeze like 100% solid, but that's what's perfect about it. You can just like, you know, bite it in half and it's like frozen...
Heaven in your mouth.
It is, yeah. And just wanted to make a quick mention of to be aware of Get Fit Quick ads.
You know,
I think
fast.
It happens. Yeah, it happens a lot in January, the beginning of the year. But then you know, it tends to fizzle out. And then come summertime, when everybody wants to get fit again, they're basically, trying to, sell machines and sell this, sell that, and the diet. Ads and things like that,
sure.
Again for summer and stuff like that. And there's no real get slim quick fix.
Aww.
You know what I mean? But there sort of is. I mean, because just about any diet, you get rid of some water really quick or something, you're gonna lose some pounds right away, and you're gonna think, oh, this is a big new thing or whatever. But you gotta watch some of these ads and things like that. So I just wanted to make mention of that on the show this morning. And what are we talking about on the show this morning?
Talking about chickens.
Uh-huh.
Because you're chicken.
Hey, can you make a chicken sound?
Our chickens, the chickens we have right now just make a tweeting sound.
Tweeting? Oh, yeah, nice. You hear that in the morning?
Yes.
Yep. Do they do cock-a-doodle-doo?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, you got to wait. You don't have any cocks, do you?
Yes, we don't.
No, we do.
No cocks. No, a rooster.
Oh, what's a cock then? It's a male hen or something? Male
no,
something?
No, a rooster is a cock.
Okay.
Yeah, so roosters are the people. They're not people. They're chickens.
Roosters, the people. That's great. I'm looking at a picture of some chickens or something there. What's with the heads? They're all flared up.
Those are the poodles of chickens. Chicken poodles.
Chickadles.
I don't know what they are.
Those
are
it looks like they're mad at each other or something.
No, there's crazy breeds of chickens.
Okay.
Tons of them.
Inbred type.
No, they're not inbred.
Do you guys butcher yours? You live on the outskirts of the city where you're allowed to have chickens. Can anybody have a chicken?
No, that's what I want to talk about as far as the whole chicken raising thing.
Yeah.
I was looking at a zoning map of Essex County.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say in 80% of the land area in Essex County, you can raise chickens.
Hmm.
In the city, in any built-up area, though, like even in Bell River or Puce, or
you can't?
You can't raise chickens.
Oh, and why is that?
It's a bylaw.
Why, though? Noisy, or?
What is the reasoning behind it?
Do we know?
I think it has something to do with people thinking that it's, one, unsanitary.
Yeah.
Because there's chicken feces and stuff. Mm-hmm. And people are afraid it can get out of hand or, there's no control
That's
over
one of the after products of a chicken that you don't eat. Do you do anything with it, though?
With the chicken poop?
Yeah.
You compost it.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's a win-win for you guys because you do all that stuff.
We compost everything as it is already. And as far as being able to do it, though, in the city, there are many cities that allow you to grow chickens or whatever you want to call that.
Raise chickens. I think you'd say
raise. New York City is one of them.
Oh, really?
Vancouver's another one. Portland's another one. Seattle's another city. You can grow. You can have chickens in the
city. I'm surprised you're not actually in jail from doing that anyway.
Why is that?
Because you're not allowed to hoard food and grow your own stuff anymore because the government doesn't want you to.
Oh, the NDAA?
Well, that's an American thing. There's something else, though, now, too. And I think it even originated over here in Canada.
Canada?
Yeah, where they don't want you. You got to. I don't think you can have a particular size garden. I mean, you're only allowed a particular size. You're not allowed to grow so much food or something.
Really?
There's something going on. Yeah, we should. We need to do a show on that.
On your paranoid thoughts or the conspiracy theory or
what? Did you say that?
I didn't. Say
oh, okay.
That.
Was it you? I thought I heard something.
Who's that guy behind you?
Pay no attention to that man behind a curtain.
Yes. But as far as being able to have chickens in a city, I think it's something that. Yes, it needs to be controlled, but we have houses here that have plenty of cats and dogs, and they're just as much of a nuisance, especially dogs in the city. You have a neighbor who has a dog, and it just won't stop barking. What do you do about that?
Well, I think you can shoot them.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. No, I. If you have a neighbor, I don't know. I think you have to call the police or something, somebody to tell them to, they got to keep their dog quiet. They have to put a muzzle on them, probably, which sucks for the animal.
But if they don't keep
quiet, what are you going to do? I mean, people got to sleep and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. I know a lady who had a dog who it just would not stop barking, and it would bark at every single thing. So they got the surgery where they take the thing out of their voice box.
Oh,
so
wow.
So when the dog barks, it goes.
I would never do that to my dog. I'd find some other way, I think, perhaps to keep him quiet. But
the muzzle thing.
Yeah. Duct tape, muzzle.
There's a humane solution. But why do people raise chickens on their own?
Eggs got to be one thing.
That's why my wife just recently got some chickens. I'm going to say it was in April.
How many?
Six.
Okay. A half dozen?
Half dozen eggs. Half dozen chickens. And
how many eggs will you get from them? Or when will you get them? Do you know the specs?
In September, they should start producing eggs.
Okay. And for how long?
An egg a day often? For a year.
From September on through winter and all seasons, they don't chickens don't hibernate?
No, they don't. However, chickens need daylight to continue producing eggs.
Oh, wow.
So if you want your chicken to constantly be producing, it's a good idea for you to put a light in their coop during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the impression that daylight always lasts till whatever, 9 o'clock or whatever the situation may be.
So where is their coop?
Where? My place?
Is it a V6 or a V8? Their coop.
Their coop. It's a sedan.
Yeah, where's their coop outside, or is it, I imagine it's outside.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep your chickens outside,
But, of course. I mean, what happens then in the winter to keep them warm?
They have to, well, just like any other bird, they're going to grow winter feathers.
Mm-hmm. And they're okay out in the cold, I guess?
Well, the coop is four walls and a roof, and they have their little...
Okay, yeah,
little
I guess so. I'm thinking of nesting. I keep thinking of the chicken wire. That is just chicken wire around it, but you got it. It's a regular, like a nice little fort, which would be fun for kids.
Yes, it is a fort, a very nice fort built by my kid, coincidentally.
Which one?
Eric.
Oh, yeah?
Eric built the coop out of...
Is he into the chickens? Do they both dig the chickens?
They both dig the chickens, yeah.
You're going to like the eggs. Now, will the eggs be the big, large eggs or the small eggs, or can you specify which ones you want the chicken to lay? And will they be white or brown?
A lot of questions there. I think the eggs will be determined by the size of the chicken.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're going to have different sized
eggs. Now, are you going to give the chickens hormones so that you get more eggs and bigger eggs?
No, we're not going to do anything like that.
And double, triple triple house eggs?
I don't think so. I think it's just going to be one egg per chicken, and it's going to be one yolk.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Yeah, a special show for you this week on chickens.
Chickens. Gotta love them.
Everybody loves chicken for the most part, don't they? Unless you're, of course, a vegan, vegetarian.
Yes.
You know, then are you going to eat your chickens at all at some point? Or?
I think we can make a soup out of them. Otherwise, I think they'll be a little tough.
If they give you eggs every day for a year, and how many eggs at one time? Like, do they just drop an egg? Okay, so for a year, then what happens at the end of the year?
Then they start producing less eggs. So then you might go in there and that one day they don't have an egg. And then the next 2 days they do produce an egg. And then, you know.
And so then what are you going to do with them?
We'll probably make soup or something. What the most, what's that mean?
Poor chickens.
Well, the reason chickens are here.
They know they're going to be soup next year.
I don't know. But that's what happens to most chickens.
Do you socialize your chickens in any way?
Do we socialize them?
Yeah, like with each other somehow? Or do the
Chickens seem to...
Because I see online that there's ways to socialize your chickens and with each other. And does that make them more...
produce more eggs.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want a happy chicken.
Okay. That's what I mean, yeah. And talk to them? Does that do anything?
I think so. I think
pet them?
I think it's like a plant. You know?
Do they do any tricks?
It depends what you classify as a trick.
I don't know. Roll over? Can they understand anything?
No.
You raise your hand. Do they know you're, you know, like a dog or a cat's going to cower in most cases, even if you never taught them that. You raise your hand to a dog and they're going to be like...
No, chickens are mostly chicken. You walk up to them and they're like, yikes, here comes somebody.
Yeah, okay. That's why they called them chickens.
But I think
they're scared.
They take to my wife because she's their master, I guess you'd call them. So I think they socialize in that regard. They realize that this person coming at me is the person who gives me my water, gives me my food. And
They come over because they know. Yeah, they learn, what do you call that? Like, we learned that in school 8 billion years ago with dogs, but... what's the name for that when you conditioning, something? There's another word for that, but I can't remember. I'd like to go over some chicken facts.
Well, let's go over some chicken facts.
A chicken's body temperature normally runs at 102 to 103 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a fever for us, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're hot.
Their heart beats at 280 to 315 times a minute. That's a lot of beating. So how long does a chicken live then?
If it was just let loose until it fell over?
Yeah. Do they live a long time, I wonder? Because,
I don't think so,
I mean, their years are a lot different than our years because, like, a dog's heart...
I think 4 or 5 years is my guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're not capable of a sustained flight. Can't fly very...
No sustained flight. That's when you say, do they do...
They kind of just can jump and go a little bit, right? Flying.
Yeah. Right now, they fly pretty high, actually, compared to their size. But I think because their body weight right now, they're not fully grown chickens, the chickens that we have. So they can get up there, but apparently we're going to have to snip their wings.
Oh, okay. Just so they can't...
get over the wall.
That, right.
The chicken wire wall that we have built.
Chicken wire wall. And birds are a descendant of the dinosaur. Does everybody know that?
You told me that the other day.
It's the truth. I don't know if we'll find it in our... information on chickens.
It looks perfectly, you know, feasible. How about all birds? Are all birds descendants of, like, pterodactyls?
Yeah, they are. That's the thing. They are. Let's see. Can we get one more tip in for you? Grocery store chickens are 5 to 8 weeks old. So there you go.
Those got to be some modified chickens.
Yep, genetically.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by... Well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And from Verve's jazz singing collection, Louis Jordan. Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Yard with the graves of care. Out in the hen house up and stood. When he hollered, "Who's that?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all.
so quiet except to stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground, kicking up an awful fuss. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the head. Setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
What are we talking about this week on Tech Talk?
The pace is too quick for Big JD.
For technologies, advancements, and the worst part about that, and that's not so bad because it's great to see what's next, what's coming, what's happening next. Like, we want to know, right?
Sure.
But the cost of these things comes down and down and down, and that changes so rapidly that you buy something for $500 and in next month it's $100.
Right. And that it's kills better. Me. The thing that's $100.
And it's better. Yeah. Yeah. Better. They put in some new.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Technology of some kind.
Some new technology into the technology.
Exactly.
New features and things like that. So you've gotten something for $500 and then the next month it comes out with a whole bunch of new features and priced less. And that, I hate that.
It's a conundrum.
Exactly what it is.
So that's all built in though. You realize that, Big JD?
It's all built in.
It's built into the system. It's all,
there's it's all conspiracy.
There's somewhat of a conspiracy, I guess, or it's just,
do you think there's things marketing built into technology and into some of the gadgets and things like that render them useless in a little while? I believe that.
Built in obsolescence.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. We're going to make you buy a new one of these in 2 years or whatever.
Yeah, but do you think it's something that they could just change the part and then it would continue again the way it was?
Probably. You know what I'm saying? Yes, absolutely.
That's what I think, yeah.
We have to keep you buying these things because obviously if we're changing technology at such a rate where we basically force you into buying a new one every year or two, we want to make sure that the one you have will absolutely be useless to you at that point in time, that you'll have to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what do you think that brings the cost down so rapidly, though?
Well, it's
because they're
demand hiring, and you know,
higher rate of manufacturing in China, or
the demand is, what is it? Demand is more, or demand is less, and the cost goes down. Is that how that works?
That's the way it works. Supply goes up.
Supply and demand. That's the whole thing.
Is it? I'm wondering if there's a little less of that and something that's more pre-planned is at
work. I think some of it has to do with the fact that there are a lot more companies now that have the same types of devices and everything. So there's the competition, I guess, would have a lot to do with it too, I think.
Because
everybody's,
right.
You know, they're trying to make the big new thing for less money. So why would I buy this device when I can get basically the same device for like almost half the price?
Right.
So a lot of people will go that way. And then there's a lot of people that are true to the device, the company. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A manufacturer, or they think that it's manufactured better than something else. You know what I mean?
So, but that doesn't hold true with all technologies, though. Like, I'm thinking cell phones. I know there's certain cell phones that once they're introduced at a certain price, and then the price goes down after a certain period of time. Then you're expected to buy the new one.
Well, I think a lot of that reason too is because of the fact that the new one's coming, and you know, for one thing, they probably have to get rid of some of the ones that they might have. Maybe they're not making more, but they have to have a certain amount that are already made. You got to blow them out because not as many people are going to buy them. But then there's going to be people that are going to, that tend to do that just before the new one comes out, because they can get the previous one a little bit cheaper.
Right.
So, and then they phase them out.
So then the thing that got us started with this was you saw the price of hard drives.
Yeah, hard drives, monitors, all kinds of, especially computer stuff. But yeah, hard drives. We had bought LaCie hard drives for like $500 that were 500 gigabytes. And now you can buy a terabyte drive for like $99 or less.
Plus an enclosure, you mean?
External.
External, yeah, exactly.
An external hard drive for cheap.
That's relatively inexpensive for sure.
Compared to what we paid just a couple years ago or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
and those were all rendered useless at some point. Honestly, it was I think they had an issue with the bricks, the power supplies for them. And here, I think that, and I pretty much thought it was the
actual drive
drives themselves. Right. Then you find out the drives are okay, and the case wasn't working properly. But yes, it wasn't necessarily the case either. I think it was the adapters, because then I could change the adapter because I had a whole bunch of them,
right?
And they would work fine. And then, you know, reading on forums and things like that, you come across much more information, which is that's another great topic. Forums and message boards. How awesome are those?
They're good as long as they're easily searchable, and they're organized in such a way that it's easy for you to find the information. Because there's a lot of crap in those forums as well. People just go in there and spew, or they're just mad at a company. Or
I think they're all, I've always found them to be, you know, pretty easy to search through, navigate, and that the, you know, terms I need come up in the search. And I think it's just a matter of getting through a bunch of them to find out
what you want to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, if just one person says something, then you don't know. But if a lot of them do, and you know, you find the ones that, I've talked to the company, they paste in what the replies they get, things like that. You know what I mean? Sometimes that's pretty good stuff, and you can really learn a lot from that, but that's another topic altogether. But yeah, prices of technology is, you know, a rapid issue for me.
I realize where you're
coming
from.
And for everybody.
I know a friend of mine has a hard drive, and he asked me if I could possibly retrieve the information off it because it died. But in my head, I'm thinking it's 50-50 chance that it's the drive or it's the box.
So, right, yeah.
So it might be easier than we think to fix the problem. But this guy is going to go out and buy a brand new one for whatever it's going to cost, and he's going to get rid of his old one.
Yeah, they're so cheap now. Probably for almost the price of getting software to do that.
You exactly. Know what I mean? To fix it.
Then you might as well get a new drive.
And now it's time for quotes and quips.
Quotes and quips. And this week, we're going to go with tried and true, do not count your chickens before they are hatched. What's that mean?
That is so tried and true.
Yeah. What is, let's pick that apart like a bird.
Chickens peck at everything.
What happens when you count your chickens before they hatch? And what actually does that mean? That means, you know, don't count on something that isn't
there yet.
Yeah. That so, hasn't. Yeah.
So
that's actually hard to kind of explain what it is really.
Is it?
Well, we know exactly what it means, but go ahead and tell me what that means exactly.
That means don't count.
See?
Like hurry.
You want to use the same words.
Don't use the word hurry. Go. Hey, start now. I think don't count your chickens, because I think you're selling your chickens at the market. So you're thinking, I'm going to have this much money when I go to the market because I'm going to have this many chickens. But your chickens aren't even hatched yet.
Okay, he's giving us a scenario.
Well, I think that's where it came from.
Like, how old more is that? Complicated.
That's Aesop.
Aesop's fables.
Yeah.
Is it just a fable, maybe? Maybe that's not true.
No, I think all his things have a meaning behind
them. Don't have your outcome planned before the actual outcome.
Yes, I think that's exactly what Aesop was trying to say there.
Thanks for that, Aesop. And speaking of Aesop, we got to get out of here ASAP.
Yes, we do. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.